very excited to speak with my next guest. I'm joined by somebody who is a member of the NFL Hall of Fame, the College Football Hall of Fame, a four-time Super Bowl champion. He is a 10-time Pro Bowler at three different positions. He's a member of the NFL's 75th anniversary team. He's a member of the USC Athletic Hall of Fame. He won two Rose Bowls. He played on the 1978 National Championship team with USC as well. And, of course, he is the namesake of the Ronnie Lott Impact Player Trophy, which is celebrating its 10th anniversary. Ronnie Lott is my guest. Ronnie, it is a true pleasure. Thanks for coming on the program. I appreciate it.
No problem. How are you doing?
That's a pretty good resume, Ronnie. That might have taken some time to put that thing together.
Well, it took some time just because in life, as you know, if you want to do something great, you got to put a lot of effort into it. And I was fortunate enough to be around some great athletes and great people. And I ran into John Jackson, the great running back coach from USC, and had a chance to talk with him yesterday and bumped into he and Pat Hayden. And what was fascinating is that you think of somebody's body of work, and he was talking to me about his years of coaching and when he first got into coaching and the people that he had a chance to coach. And you realize that when you're a guy like that, that it's all about, you know, teaching. It's all about getting the most out of people. And if you don't have those kind of people around you, you can't get a resume like that. And I was fortunate enough to have those type of examples, and having John Robinson and others that were like that, that just played a significant role in shaping and providing capabilities of allowing me to get a resume like that. So yeah, I'm very honored to have put in a lot of hours, but I'm also have some incredible privileges by being associated with guys like that.
Absolutely. Ronnie, you know, like I said, and not to run through it all, but there's really very little in the football game that you haven't accomplished or been a part of. Is there one thing that means more to you personally, a college event, a pro event, Hall of Fame induction? Is there one thing that means just maybe a little bit more, or are they all equal, just different?
Well, I would say this. The experience of just being around John Robinson and the experience of learning how to compete and to be around that atmosphere and being around the Trojan family, and you know, it trumps everything. It trumps Super Bowls. It trumps a lot. And the reason why it does is that if I didn't have that, if I didn't have those experiences, if I didn't know what it was like to be a champion, if I didn't have relationships like Dennis Smith and Eric Scoggins and Marcus Allen, who's one of my best friends, and if I didn't have all those things, then all this other stuff doesn't really mean a lot. And competing against Joe Montana at Notre Dame, and so all those stories and all those things that I was able to get from USC really provided a foundation and an opportunity to understand the characteristics of what it's like to be a winner, what it's like to be a champion, and what it's like to play the game the right way. And so, yeah, I'm always indebted to USC and indebted to the people that I met and the people that I was associated with. And so, yeah, that's where it starts, because you're learning so much. You're learning the environment of playing the game of football. You're learning the environment of academia. You're learning the environment of what it's like to further your education in all aspects. And there's not a better place than USC. So yeah, that's you know, everybody talks about what you get. I got a lot from that place, and I'm very humbled that I had an opportunity to be associated with USC and all the people that I've had a chance to meet. That's the best part about it. Mm-hmm. That, you know, you think about the relationships that are guys that you play with, but all the other people that from the, you know, various presidents, current president to you know, Dr. Hubbard, so on and so, you know, I mean, it just goes down the list of just great people. So yeah, I would tell you that if we could all have those experiences in our lives, and then take something from each of those people that you've met, I think we would all feel like we would be better human beings.
We're speaking with Ronnie Lott here on Angels Radio AM 830, and you talk about that USC family, Ronnie, and this week's winner for the Ronnie Lott Impact Player Trophy was USC's Devon Kennard. Tell me a little bit about Devon, and tell us a little bit about the award itself, the Ronnie Lott Impact Player Trophy Award that's awarded at the end of the year. You talk about the things that you've gotten to do, meet presidents and everything that you've done athletically. I would imagine that having a very prestigious college football award named after you has to be on that list as well as one of those things. It's just a moment in your life that's very hard to wrap your hands around sometimes.
Yes, it is. And the reason why is that you think of the attributes of what it takes to be a competitor, and you think of the attributes of what it takes to be not only a competitor, but hopefully doing it the right way. And I think one of the things that's really fascinating to me is that you can lose and still win in life, and teaching people to understand that. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges, is that you can still lose and win, and you got to have the right characteristics to do that. We see our president at times exemplifying those type of characteristics. Sometimes he loses and yet he still wins because of how he handles certain situations, and I would imagine that when you think about the young men and having those type of characteristics, and what those young men have embodied over the years, and when you look at Leonard, the young man that played with the Jets, that came from Wisconsin, or J.J. Watts, the young man who won the award, and some of the others that have been a part of the award, you realize that these guys were not only exceptional football players, but great individuals off the field. And that's what the award's about, is celebrating both and celebrating those characteristics of guys extending themselves and serving and giving more of themselves off the field as well as doing it on the field. And Kennard this past week did an exceptional job of doing that on the field, and had a great game, and it was great to see the Trojans' defense play as well as they did. The offense has a lot to overcome. They got the quarterback situation that they got to get straightened out, but their defense seemed to be flying around, making plays, and Kennard was one of the young men that did a fantastic job of showing that his commitment on the field is what we would like to see him do, and that is to make some plays, and he did that. So, yeah, he and others around the country, which I found fascinating, I had a chance to watch a lot of football, and they play Washington State this upcoming week. They had a really nice game against Auburn, played exceptionally well. So you would imagine that they're going to pack their bags and come down to SC this week and try to turn things around this week. So should be a tough game for SC, and it should be a game where a lot of people were possibly chalking this one up as an easy one, and yet it's going to be a very competitive game with Wilson playing quarterback. So a lot of good things that I think we're seeing, and it should be a good game. And but Kennard played an exceptionally great game, and kudos to him for being the first recipient of this award this year.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Ronnie Lott, Pro Football Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, 4-time Super Bowl champion as well. And Ronnie, I'm fascinated by what you said right there, where you said that even if you lose, you can still find a way to win. And it's a great line, and it's a great lesson to be learned right there, because, and I agree with you, there are good people everywhere. There are good people inside of every college football program. I have no doubt about that. But do you think that it's changed from the time when you were a player to the way it is now, where the emphasis on winning, and don't get me wrong, everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to compete. If you're an athlete at that level, you're a competitive person, no doubt. But has it gone to a place where winning is the only thing that matters at a lot of places?
Well, you know what? That has always been the rule in life of you know, winning is everything, and it's as John Madden says, a great deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
We all want to, you know, have that kind of smell about ourselves, and yet we all know that at the beginning of this year that there are a lot of people that won last week, and a lot of people that lost. And the people that lost, I heard a young man crying because his team lost, Georgia, and he was crying. I mean, it was just fascinating how much it hurt this young man to see his team lose. So I do get it. I do understand it. And yet I think there's also a way to understand that when you do lose, you know, what did you take from it? What did you get out of it? And how do you come back from it, and how do you get better, and so, you know, it's this idea of losing, and this idea of then trying to get another inch in life to be able to hopefully have success is something that I think is very important. I meet a lot of people all over the world, and there are certain people that will tell you that just getting an inch in life has been the best thing that's ever happened to them. And so say about 3 weeks ago, I was at West Point, first time there. And you realize that an inch was the difference of our protection in life. And yet there was a young man that suffered because he was going to be discharged because of a concussion that he had sustained, and felt terrible about his life. And when I was talking with him, the only thing I could say is that you could still win, even though he felt like he was losing because he couldn't stay the course, and was being discharged from from West Point.
Mm-hmm.
And here he was, you know, I mean, I was, you know, you could see that, you know, everything, every piece of his being was, you know, taken away from him because he had put so much into his efforts at West Point. And the concussion now has taken that away from him and being discharged. And yet, you know, all these qualities that he learned, he can't throw those away. He can't throw those away. He's got to find a way to take every ounce of what he's learned to compete and every ounce of what he's learned to be a leader and exemplify those type of characteristics not in the atmosphere of the academy, not in the atmosphere of being a part of the military, but as a civilian. And as I told him, you know, people love everything that he stands for, and I'm hoping that he is able to find that, yeah, these things that he's gone through are lessons that will help him survive and help him persevere and help him achieve his greatness in life. And so, yeah, that's just an example of seeing somebody who was winning in life, being productive, knowing that he was going to be associated with protecting our country, and yet being discharged and not being able to serve our country, and now being a civilian, now knowing that those characteristics are something that he's going to have to carry on in his life.
That is Ronnie Lott, a Pro Football and College Football Hall of Famer, four-time Super Bowl champion. And, of course, he is the man with his name on the Pacific Club's Ronnie Lott Impact Player Trophy, which will be awarded at the end of the season. We'll be talking about it each and every week right here on Angels Radio AM 830. Ronnie, I really enjoyed the conversation. Thank you for your time this morning.
Oh, man, thank you for your time, and thank you for your day.